Business and Your Money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. Few parents really put pen to paper to figure out how much they'll spend if their kids end up loving the activity they started at age three. Let's take, for example, ballet. Ballet. By the time your adorable toddler graduates high school, you will have spent as much as $100,000 on fees, tutus, and training. That's according to an estimate by Dance USA. And if she goes pro, her training could be as expensive as that of a doctor. But why am I using the feminine pronoun here? Why, indeed. The Texas Standard's Joy Diaz has been looking into whether there's a difference in spending for boys who love ballet.
Want the short answer? Boys spend much less on a lifetime of ballet training. Why?
Well, you know, supply and demand.
Bill Piner is the Academy Director of Ballet Austin, one of Texas's most prestigious ballet companies.
I mean, if you look around and you look at our studios, you'll see, you know, you'll count the boys and you'll count the girls. I mean, and it's a need.
Well, let's count then. As we walk into a studio, two lines of dancers, ages 8 to 10, stand with incredibly straight backs and perfect-looking hair.
How many girls are here?
I ask Piner to count the girls for me.
14 girls.
How many boys are here?
One.
So, why does that matter? Piner says it starts to matter a lot as students progress into ballet professionals.
You need boys to partner, and when you look at the company, it's equitable. You've got the same number of guys as you do men as you do women.
So, how do some academies in Texas and across the U.S. get more boys to sign up for ballet? One way is free tuition. Yeah, you heard it right. While girls can pay thousands of dollars a year, boys can go for as little as nothing. Nada. It's after school, and I'm in Jane Schwartz's rental vehicle. Traffic is stop and go.
Oh, I mean, I'm in the car from 4 to 6 o'clock every day.
Schwartz is really calm for a mother of three whose car is in the shop and is hauling kids from swimming to guitar to gymnastics to ballet.
Picking up, dropping off, managing their gear, making sure that there's food in the car so that they can eat before or after their practice.
Jane's son, Alex, is eating pizza and battling ninjas and monkeys on his iPad. Today is his first official ballet class. I hear him as he struggles to put on his tights.
Get these tights. They're so long.
Jane says she enrolled Alex in ballet because it will provide him with invaluable life skills. The scholarship helped too.
My son at this age has no idea that there are certain prejudices towards boys and men in ballet, and that's a great thing. My husband's very open to the idea of his son practicing ballet from a fitness perspective and a confidence perspective. Anytime you're wearing a leotard around your peers, this is not something for the faint of heart. This is something that takes some real, I don't know, inner stuffing to be able to get up in front of others and do this.
It takes so much inner stuffing, in fact, that luring boys in with a scholarship is not always enough to keep them from leaving ballet after a year or two. Piner says some directors go as far as providing special treats for the boys, like fresh-baked cookies.
I bring my boy ballet dancers cookies. The girls are like, you know, you're doing this, you know, and he says, you know what? Yes.
Because when thousands of dollars in free tuition are not enough to keep boys in ballet, something's got to sweeten the deal. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.